London Calling. That was Mr. William Donkinson lecturing you on 18th century literature. Mr. William Donkinson. We are now continuing the news bulletin since 6:30. The test match. The closing score when stumps were drawn in the test match was as follows. Australia, 569 for 7 wickets. The English team were all out for 173. Plucky Waterman saves life at Chiswick. This morning, at 10:15, shouts of help were heard from the embankment close to Ponder's Row, Chiswick. James Bates, a waterman whose attention was called to the cries by a bystander, jumped into the water and rescued Susie, the 5-year-old daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Holmes of 17 Sunbury Place, Chiswick. The little one is believed to have fallen into the water accidentally while playing. The unemployed demonstration. The crowd in Trafalgar Square is now assuming threatening dimensions. Threatening dimensions are now being assumed by the crowd which has collected in Trafalgar Square to voice the grievances of the unemployed. Mr. Popplebury, the secretary of the National Movement for Abolishing Theatre Queues, has been urging the crowd to sack the National Gallery. The desirability of sacking the National Gallery is being urged by Mr. Popplebury, secretary of the National Movement for Abolishing Theatre Queues. 1 minute, please. London Calling. Continuation of news bulletin from reports which have just come to hand. The crowd in Trafalgar Square is now proceeding at the institution of Mr. Popplebury, secretary of the National Movement for Abolishing Theatre Queues, to sack the National Gallery. The National Gallery was first erected in 1838 to house the famous Angerstein collection of pictures and has been considerably added to since. A new wing, designed by Mr. E. M. Barry, R.A., was added in 1876. It contains many well-known pictures by Raphael, Titian, Murillo, and other artists. It is now being sacked by the crowd. That concludes the news bulletin for the moment. You will now be connected with the band at the Savoy Hotel. Hello, everybody. London Calling. You will now be given the weather report for tomorrow. The weather report for tomorrow, now beginning. Fine generally, with occasional showers in the south and a continuous downpour in the north. The wind will be violent in England, and in Scotland will probably assume the dimensions of a hurricane. High tide at London Bridge, 7:15. That was the weather report for tomorrow. Continuation of the news bulletin. The test match. The latest weather reports from Australia announce that a light rain is falling and that the wicket will probably be somewhat sticky when the Australians take the field tomorrow morning. The unemployed demonstration. The crowd is now pouring through the Admiralty Arch and is advancing towards the back of the government buildings in Whitehall in a threatening manner. The Admiralty Arch is being poured through by a crowd lately collected in Trafalgar Square, and the back of the government buildings in Whitehall is being approached in a threatening manner. The Admiralty Arch, designed by Sir Aston Webb, was erected in 1910 as part of the National Memorial to Queen Victoria. 1 moment, please. The crowd has now collected in the neighbourhood of the artificial water in St. James's Park and is throwing empty bottles at the waterfowl. Empty bottles are being discharged by the crowd at the waterfowl on the artificial water in St. James's Park. So far, no casualties have been reported. That concludes the news bulletin for the moment. Sir Theophilus Gooch, well known for his many philanthropic schemes, will now address you on the housing of the poor. A lecture on the housing of the poor will be delivered by Sir Theophilus Gooch, KBE, of the Committee for the Inspection of Insanitary Dwellings, who speaks with authority on the subject.
What's that?
1 minute, please. From reports which have just come to hand, it appears that Sir Theophilus Gooch, who was on his way to this station, has been intercepted by the remnants of the crowd still collected in Trafalgar Square and is being roasted alive. Born in 1879, Sir Theophilus Gooch entered the service of Messrs. Goodbody, the well-known firm of brokers. He very soon attracted the notice of his employers. However, nothing was proved, and Sir Theophilus retired with a considerable fortune. His retirement did not mean idleness. He has been prominent during the last 10 years on many committees connected with social improvement. He is now being roasted alive in Trafalgar Square. He will therefore be unable to deliver his lecture to you on the housing of the poor. You will be connected instead with the Savoy Band for a few minutes. Hello, everybody. London calling. Continuation of news bulletin. Famous film actress arrives at Southampton. Miss Joy Gush, the well-known film actress, landed this afternoon at Southampton. Interviewed by the press, Miss Gush said she had a capital crossing. Unemployed demonstration in London. The crowd has now passed along Whitehall, and at the suggestion of Mr. Popplebury, secretary of the National Movement for Abolishing Theatre Queues, is preparing to demolish the Houses of Parliament with trench mortars. The use of trench mortars for demolishing the Houses of Parliament is being recommended by Mr. Popplebury, secretary of the National Movement for Abolishing Theatre Queues. The building of the existing Houses of Parliament was begun in 1840. The designs were those of Sir Charles Barry. The structure roughly forms a parallelogram, 900 feet in length by 300 in width. The internal decorations, frescoes, and statues are deservedly admired. The building, made of magnesium limestone from Yorkshire, a material which is unfortunately liable to rapid decay. At present, in any case, it is being demolished with trench mortars under the influence of Mr. Popplebury, secretary of the National Movement for Abolishing Theatre Queues. The three towers are 300 feet, 320 feet, and 346 feet high, respectively. The clock tower, 320 feet in height, has just fallen to the ground, together with the famous clock Big Ben, which used to strike the hours on a bell weighing 9 tons. Greenwich time will not be given this evening by Big Ben, but will be given from Edinburgh on Uncle Leslie's repeating watch. Uncle Leslie's repeating watch will be used for giving Greenwich time this evening instead of Big Ben, which has just fallen to the ground under the influence of trench mortars. 1 moment, please. Fresh reports, which have just come to hand, announce that the crowd have secured the person of Mr. Wotherspoon, the Minister of Traffic, who was attempting to make his escape in disguise. He has now been hanged from a lamp post in the Vauxhall Bridge Road. One of the lamp posts in the Vauxhall Bridge Road has been utilised by the crowd for the purposes of hanging Mr. Wotherspoon, the Minister of Traffic. The crowd is now returning along Whitehall. 1 moment, please. The British Broadcasting Company regrets that one item in the news has been inaccurately given. The correction now follows. It was stated in our news bulletin that the Minister of Traffic had been hanged from a lamppost in the Vauxhall Bridge Road. Subsequent and more accurate reports show that it was not a lamp post, but a tramway post, which was used for this purpose. A tramway post, not a lamp post, was used by the crowd for the purpose of hanging the Minister of Traffic. The next three items in our programme are unavoidably cancelled. You will now be connected up with the Savoy Band again. Hello, everybody. London calling. The Savoy Hotel has now been blown up by the crowd. That noise which you heard just now was the Savoy Hotel being blown up by the crowd at the instigation of Mr. Poppleberry, secretary of the National Movement for Abolishing Theatre Queues. One moment, please. The more unruly members of the crowd are now approaching the British Broadcasting Company's London station with a threatening demeanour. One moment, please. Mr. Poppleberry, secretary of the National Movement for Abolishing Theatre Queues, with several other members of the crowd, is now in the waiting room. They are reading copies of the Radio Times. Good night, everybody. Good night.